Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Janet Entine. And now, of course, we are here for the Christina Lu Show. And the interesting thing about the Christina Lu Show is we try to bring all the important things that are going on around the town to your attention. So if you haven't the opportunity to call 311, you're listening for the next half hour, you'll find out what's going on. Hello, Christina.
Hello.
And could you give us some updates around the town?
Yes, I can. Today is quite the jam-packed show. I was really enjoying both different authors that we had on. I thought they were really interesting women.
And it's funny because I did think the first one was serious.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying the other one isn't. And I'm saying, wow, this is kind of a mix. We're going to go, you know. But they were both wonderful.
Yeah, they were really, it was just, I love hearing, those are my favorite things. That's why I love having, you know, people who have personal stories
yes.
on. I mean, you could talk to them forever and ever, which is, it was great. So I definitely enjoyed today. We are snacking on Halloween candy and talking
Thanks
about food.
Thanks to Christina.
We got very sidetracked during the break. But it is very exciting. And the town of North Hempstead is celebrating Halloween with the Spooky Walk that is going to be this weekend.
Oh,
we
right.
want to
that's
encourage
cool.
everyone that if you are interested in going to the Spooky Walk or the Not-So-Spooky Walk Friday.
Where can you buy tickets?
You can if you call 311, but you could they'll give you the information, but you could buy them at the door.
Okay, because some of my neighbors asked me, so that's a good piece
yes.
of information.
And what's wonderful is that the Not-So-Spooky Walk is going to be on Sunday, October 30th,
mm-hmm.
and that's from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., and it's just $3 per person, which is, you know, extremely reasonable. And it's for the younger children. There's
right.
going to be face painting, you know, more kid-friendly kind of things. But if you are going to embrace the Spooky Walk, that's today and Saturday from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., and it's $5 per person. And they have a little zombie theme going on this year.
Oh, this year at Zombies?
Yes.
The most amazing thing about Halloween... This Halloween, $2.5 billion will be spent on clothes and costumes.
And I contributed probably a lot to
that. 68 million people will dress up.
Wow.
20 million pets will be dressed up. Between parties, coming, you know, doing it at your door when you're trick-or-treaters, mm-hmm. et cetera. There'll be 157 million participants in Halloween.
Wow.
157.
Wow.
What else do you think is the significance of 157?
I just don't know.
Sam?
I can take a guess.
It's 157 days till Christina's next birthday.
There we go. Wow. That's really
And those
good.
Are all true statistics.
And I... I'm proud to say that I fall into each one of those statistics. So it's great to know that I'm accounted for.
20 million pets. I was shocked.
Yeah, well, I laugh because my mother has a cat and we always dress him up. So
you do.
And there's multiple costumes. There's a lot that goes on, yeah. It's my and he know he's in the right family because he will sit there and take pictures and not even move. Now, he's not your normal, your average cat. Let's say that. But yes, the pets will be. There's pet parades now. There's all kinds of things out
there. It's amazing. It's really.
It's all fun stuff. And that's the important things in life are focusing on the fun little celebration. So if you're interested in being part of any of these Halloween festivities, I know that right now, currently, it's 11:30. Yeah, so at 11 o'clock, the Fuchillo Park Halloween party started.
Oh, that's the last party. Right.
The Clinton G. Martin Park was quite the success. There was many people that attended. There was music.
Costumes?
There was costumes.
A lot of people
there was. And what's great, too, is that all week a lot of senior groups meet at our office building in Clinton G. Martin Park. And each senior group was doing different Halloween events. So they were dressed up. So all week it was quite the festive week over at CGM. So all good stuff. Also starting now, which I can't believe we're approaching holiday season rapidly. From now until December 9th, the town is once again hosting the annual Veterans Donation Drive. It's been going on for 2 years now, and it's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park. There's a box, Michael J. Tully Park, and Town Hall. There's all donation boxes, and they're really looking for toiletries and new clothing for the VA hospital in Northport. The one in Clinton G. Martin Park is already full with stuff, which is really wonderful. So please, 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 if you're you know, in the store, just pick up a little something extra. Anything helps, and it goes to a wonderful cause. So you can call 311 for a list of acceptable items as well. And then also, it is the season for the film festival, the Gold Coast Film Festival, which will be running from November 10th to November 15th. There's many different films and events for the whole family to enjoy. There'll be sneak peeks of upcoming releases. There's different workshops and conversations as well. So please call 311 if you are interested in a schedule for that. And it's really great. I mean, they have access, and the events are wonderful. And there's literally something constantly going on there. So you can call 311 to get more information about that as well.
It continues to grow, that festival.
Oh, yeah.
You know, anytime you do these things, it takes a while to really kick in.
No, and what's really great, too, is that, you know, we were actually talking at work that North Hempstead has become such a place for things to be filmed now. I mean, it's like every time you turn around, there's a different sign. And I know Kim Kamen, who works for the BTDC, is very involved in getting, you know, people to movies to film here and TV shows. And someone actually came into our Clinton G. Martin Park building. They were interested in that. So it's really great, and it brings a lot to the town, which is wonderful, and puts the town, you know, even more on the map than it is. So definitely, if you're interested, 311, and you can get a full schedule for that. And Project Independence is certainly busy the month of November. I know, Jad, and I know you are involved with the Senior Talk Group facilitating that. So you want to tell us a little bit about?
The Senior Talk Group meets the first and third Thursdays of every month in the Roslyn Community Center at 11 o'clock. And it is really self-motivated. In other words, you can come and bring up any topic. Depending upon who's there, we've even talked about politics, if everyone wants to talk about politics. Other times, we don't touch it because someone's not comfortable. Yeah. But I'm trying to think what we talked about most recently, holidays and how it affects you. And anything that's on your mind is
wonderful.
A wonderful discussion. And we welcome everyone.
Great. Well, that's what we love to hear. And, you know, that's what we think is so great at Project Independence is we offer so many different types of social groups because there's something might be a better fit for you than something else. You know, the Senior Talk Group, like Janet said, is you know, conversational and driven by that. Then we have the World in Motion Group. That is by a PI volunteer actually facilitates that. They're off for the month of November, but they'll be back in December. But that group, you know, just met at our building this week and, you know, they talk about really intensive current events. I mean, you'll see some of the topics on the blackboard and it's but it's great, you know, because that's the place to do that in. And then we have the Romeos, of course, that are, you know, a social group that is kind of driven just on whatever topics they want for a men's group. Then we have another men's community group that meets at the Parkville Branch Library. And then we also have a social group that meets there, too. So there's tons of groups, and then there's a new one coming. It's going to be called Brown Bag Lunch Conversations, and that's on November 14th. It's going to be facilitated by Audrey Dinsdell, who's one of our social workers. It's going to be at the Roslyn Community Center, and you bring your bag lunch, and you can discuss different relevant issues of concern and your community, you know, and so it's just starting out. So it'll be interesting to see how this kind of evolve. So that's going to be on November 14th from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.
They're all different, right? I mean, and Janet, you're involved with some of them. Some of them have a moderator who who brings a certain subject up, and others are just free-flowing,
well,
whatever you want to talk about.
Ours works really in two ways. We turn the meeting over to those who are sitting there first.
Okay.
And if there's a lull, Nancy Mizraki, who's the social worker in charge of it, or I have a couple of topics that we can, you know, inject.
Okay, that's how it works. Okay, but if the conversation's going, you won't even bring that. If there's a subject going on that somebody has brought up, then you just go with that flow.
Correct, okay. And it depends on the week. Sometimes there are a million topics, and sometimes people are like, you know, you do it.
Yeah.
What's going to happen after the election? There'll be nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not just the election and personalities, but it's the state of the country.
Yeah. Right, right,
there's some very interesting topics that everyone can share in.
Which is important.
Yes, I think so.
You know,
Yeah, but that's an important thing to stress, you know, because some groups do have facilitators, other groups don't have facilitators. So, you know, you're able to go check and see what's the right fit for you. We encourage everybody to check these out because it's definitely important to get out in your community and you learn different things. You meet new people.
Right.
It's never too late, certainly, to make new friends and meet new people in the community. So
I'd like to say that I had mentioned to Christina before that I went to a coloring day. I don't know what it was called.
Color for the Health of It.
Color
one of my favorite titles.
It was at the Roslyn Community Center yesterday, and I've been intrigued. I've wanted to color for a long time. I buy coloring books and pens for my granddaughters, but I always felt that I, for some reason, I said, no, you leave this alone. But I went, and I had a wonderful time, and I met some wonderful people, a couple that I knew, a woman whom I've passed many, many times. She takes a class before our senior talk group, and we got to talk to her. She's a sculptor and taught Roslyn High School adult ed for 25 or 30 years.
Wow.
And she was fascinating, and I just wanted to add on to
the
fact
that... Yeah, because that just shows you. You know, you just signed up.
Every time you go, you meet people that you didn't know before, and I enjoyed conversation in a different setting with some of those who I see on a... twice a month.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's wonderful to say. And I remember when I first started actually working here, there was a woman who lived in the New Hyde Park area, and she was actually part of the original NORC program, too. And she said that, you know, she lived on her block for, I mean, it was for years and years, and that until Project Independence came along, she didn't know half the people were on there, and she kind of just kept to herself. So it opened a whole new world of meeting, you know, your neighbors or, you know, people from other communities. So I think that's a wonderful quality of the program. And I'm glad that you went to the Color for the Health of It. I know Audrey's thinking about doing that, too. You know, we always talk about that on this program, and we had someone on actually discussing the benefits of these adult coloring books, which is nice now because I laugh because, you know, we were a coloring family in our house, and you know, but we would just use the little kid.
They do everything else. Dressing up. Colorism.
We're
world,
anything
Christina.
To keep us relaxed and staying positive is our goal.
But there's something about coloring. I mean, each of my daughter's first child was a daughter, and they had bought them coloring books and crayons when they were probably not even a year old because they were so anxious for them to get into
it. No, but it's just, you know, it's such a creative little thing, and what's nice about these groups is that it has another component of socialization.
Yes.
So you could just sit there and zone out and color, and I mean, these adult coloring books, if anyone's ever, I recommend checking it out,
so
or
intricate.
Google it. They're just, it's amazing. I mean, it's like you little, by the time you're done, it's like you create a piece
of
artwork.
And I didn't know this, but Audrey showed us that you can get a lot of this stuff online and print it out.
Yeah, because I met with Audrey the other day, and I said, do you need anything for the group? She said, no. She's like, I just found them right online. So you could even look online. I mean, they're in every supermarket, you know, now, and there's all different themes. And I know my grandpa had passed away. Paul Yule, who I work with, actually bought me one that's meant to deal with grief. So there's themes with different things. So it's wonderful. And call 311, because I'm sure we're going to have another one of this group.
In that. It's pens, it's crayons, it's what do you
whatever
use?
You're comfortable with.
Oh, okay.
We had pencils, we had crayons, and we had different kinds of markers, regular markers and gel markers. So people
so you can just kind of mix and match, right?
Okay.
You try to find what you were most comfortable with or mix them all up.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I think we should do that, and we could, like, collect everyone's and hang them up on the wall and make a little art wall. You know, listen, the Roslyn Community Center would actually be a nice thing to do.
But that's what they discussed yesterday. Yeah. And, in fact, I think Audrey took one or two that were finished.
Oh, great.
And we said, why don't you just make a sign?
Yeah.
Come color with us and see what you can
do. Yeah, you can put it up on the wall. I love it. I'm a proponent of that. So please call 311 if you're interested in any of these social groups, because there's always new ones, and they have a list of everything that's coming up. So I definitely recommend that you check that out. We have one more seasonal flu shot day, too, and that's going to be on Wednesday, November 9th at Clinton G. Martin Park. Appointments are required for that. So please, if you have not got your flu shot yet, come down and get your flu shot.
And there's no cost, whether you have Medicare or not. It makes no difference. These are free flu shots. But what kind of a flu shot is it, Christina?
I know. I'm trying to actually. I knew that was coming. They are mercury-free and preservative-free. Here it is. These shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is mercury and preservative-free. It is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60. So we just want to make sure people are aware of that. Please talk to your doctor beforehand and see if you have any allergies or what is the appropriate shot for you to take.
And it is important for you to get one.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's, I know they're offered everywhere. A lot of people enjoy the Project Penance one because you don't have to worry about any kind of insurance questions. You just come, get your shot, and you're good to go. So that is November 9th at Clinton G. Martin Park at, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And call 311 to make an appointment.
Perfect. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.